What about Bill Clinton? Chelsea, you tweeted, imagine being molested by an older man, then that man denies ever doing it, and then goes on and gets elected to United States Senate. And Juanita Broderick tweeted back, yeah, Chelsea Handler, I can imagine, and goes into how she says she was raped by
Bill Clinton. Yeah.
But see, unlike the right, you then said, oh, you have a point.
I said, I'm so sorry. I apologize. First of all, every victim deserves to be heard. You know, anyone who's alleging any sort of assault or abuse needs to be listened to. You can't
discount. So do we have to relook at Bill Clinton?
Well, do we have to go back to look at Bill Clinton? I mean, isn't the jury out on that? We got what Bill Clinton was, okay? He had a lot of sex with a lot of people. And yeah.
Well, that's, we know.
Right.
Well, now we're talking about forced sex, which is
forced
a crime.
Sex. Right.
That's,
right.
I mean, right. You're right. Do we have to go back and look at that? Yes. I'm not going to disbelieve a woman. I'm a woman, and it is
right.
My job right now. We're in the area where we have to believe every woman because we've done such a poor job at believing each other.
One of the reasons that I think it is crucial that we go back as part of this conversation and look at Bill Clinton is because the timing of what happened with Bill Clinton was really crucial to the development of this conversation about sexual harassment. It was right after the Anita Hill hearings in which the term sexual harassment and what it meant to women as a class, the way that this behavior disadvantaged them economically and professionally, came into the lexicon. And feminists made this point, even though Clarence Thomas was appointed to the Supreme Court despite being accused of sexual harassment by Anita Hill. And then immediately after, Bill Clinton is elected president, and there is, because he is better for feminist policy than the 12 years of, and this is the politics you're talking about,
right.
And because there is a right-wing attack on him, and those things are simultaneously true, there is a left feminist defense of Bill Clinton's power abuse with regard to Monica Lewinsky. And that derails the clarification of the conversation around sexual harassment. So chronologically, before we even get to whether we believe Juanita Broderick, there is a derailment of that conversation in the 90s when the left is moved to defend Bill Clinton right after we've just talked about what sexual harassment means. So it's important to go back and talk about him. On the other hand, we can't just make this about Bill Clinton and not the guy who's currently in the White House, not the guy who wants to be in the Senate, not the people who are in the Senate right now.
Frankly, the stakes are higher with a Trump in the White House.
Right.
All right. Great discussion. I appreciate it.